Congress is trying to make up a $1 billion shortfall in funding for veterans' health care. The shortfall in the Veterans Administration budget was revealed last week. Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson says it was caused, in part, because the VA didn't anticipate costs from the war in Iraq. Yesterday, the Senate approved $1.5 billion for the VA. The House is expected to approve a smaller amount tonight. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Nicholson testified on Capitol Hill today for the third time this week as the Bush administration and Republicans in Congress try to find a way out of what has become an embarrassing mess. Nicholson has been on the hot seat since last week when the VA funding shortfall was revealed during a hearing of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. The same panel heard Nicholson today deliver the Bush administration's request for $975 million to cover the shortage. Democrats say that's not nearly enough to cover the shortfall this year and a projected $2.6 billion shortage next year. Some, including Democrat Bob Filner of California, want Nicholson to step down.
I have never seen someone as laid back with a $3 billion problem with our veterans not getting appointments as you are today. Again, I think you should resign. What do you think? Do you think you ought to resign?
No, sir.
Members from both sides of the aisle are outraged at the shortage. On Tuesday, Republican Jerry Lewis, chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, said it borders on stupidity for the VA not to have informed Congress of the shortfall sooner. Today, Oregon Democrat Darlene Hooley expressed disbelief that the shortfall was the result of a big oversight.
To not forecast the impact of extended continuing operations in Iraq and Afghanistan, both for 205 and 06, I mean, that just sort of blows me away. I mean, the war is the elephant sitting in the middle of the room. How could we not have put that into our model?
The reason is the way the VA draws up its budgets, using three-year-old data as its baseline or model. Nicholson testified that means this year's budget was drawn up before the war with Iraq began.
Because, again, there's lag time in developing budgets in this system. As I said, we're working on 07 now, and we're modeling 04 data. So when we were doing 05, we were modeling 02. There was no Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Because of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, the VA is treating some 80,000 more patients than it anticipated. In the spring, Democrats tried to amend a bill funding the war in Iraq to add money for the VA. The move was opposed by the White House and defeated by Republicans. Democrats have been saying, "I told you so," this week, and the issue has become another front in the heated partisan battling in Congress. House Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Steve Bouyer, an Indiana Republican, said after today's hearing, the attacks on Nicholson are not surprising.
He took a lot of bullets here today. People, you could tell that Republicans and Democrats alike were equally upset. And upset, why? Because we want to make sure our veterans are taken care of, especially at time of war. And so that's what we're going to do here today.
Democrats, though, are unhappy with the administration's $975 million request, expected to be approved by the House tonight. When the request reaches the Senate, lawmakers there are likely to increase the spending level. And with lawmakers preparing to head out of town this week for their Independence Day recess, the VA shortfall may not be resolved until later in the month. Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.